الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth and the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, today in South Africa, it is the 10th of Sha'ban Mubarak 1447. And inshallah, we all are aware the auspicious night of Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban, will be on Tuesday night, inshallah. For you, the esteemed learners, listeners, we are here in Durban, a place called Musgrave, an upmarket area, and mashallah, the masjid's name is Masjidus Salam. So our topic today will be on five issues. What is the meaning of Sha'ban and the significant events that took place during this month of Sha'ban? Secondly, the 15th night of Sha'ban, and what should we be doing on that night? And third one is that from now, right to Ramadan Mubarak, what should we be doing and what can we do for the betterment of ourselves and the Ummah? Sha'ban is the 8th month of the Islamic lunar calendar. If some non-Muslim has to come and ask us, what is the meaning of Sha'ban? We should learn the meanings. So Sha'ban, the ulama have written, comes from the word shi'b, kasri sheen, a zair on the sheen. And it means tariq fil jabal, a pathway in the mountain and so forth. So when you look at Sha'ban, it means tariqul khair. There are so many good deeds we can do during this month. The Salaf Salih, they said that this month is called Shahrul Qurra. MashaAllah, the Qari Sahib, you got Qari Sufyan, you got your Mufti Bakr, you got other ulama and so forth. So they reading the Quran Sharif excessively, preparing for Taraweeh and other huffaz and so forth. So that is what we should remember. Fasting during Ramadan is a duty. And tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So each one of us, we should increase our good deeds now. Let us study the seerah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Master alayhi salatu salam was asked, Ayyu Somi Abdul, which fast is the best, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Ramadan obviously, besides Ramadan, there's mandatory compulsory. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sha'ban li ta'zimi Ramadan. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. That the best fast in the 11 months is the month of Sha'ban, out of honor and respect for the month of Ramadan. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zayd bin Arqam's hadith in Sunan Nasai. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you fast excessively during this month of Sha'ban? Then what did he, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say? فَأُحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَى أَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. I love that my actions go up to Almighty Allah's mercy whilst I am fasting. To set the precedent for humanity and posterity, that we should be concerned about our actions, are they being accepted or rejected, Allah forbid. وَقْتِ تُلُوب دَيْكَا وَقْتِ غُرُوب دَيْكَا اَبْ فِكْرِ آخِرَةِ دَيْكَا. We all saw the rise and fall of nations and people and empires. How many people came? How many empires came? But they all left this world. So each one of us must know tomorrow we will leave this world. So we prepare now for the year after. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This dunya is the plantation and the field for the year after. And we see that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Ummah also to fast. So we in South Africa, inshallah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we should be fast. However, for you brothers, sisters, like me for example, if I have qaza fast, from the time I became baligh and mature, so we should try and ensure we give preference to the qaza fast first, and then we worry about the sunnah and nafil fast. Why? Life is all about priorities. Almighty Allah will not question us regarding the nafil salat and sunnah salat that are ghair muakkada and so forth. But the first salat, Allah will question us. Hadith in Tirmidhi. أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. One of the first things Allah will question us on the day of justice is our salat. So similarly, our siyam, our fasting and everything else, our zakat. So we should not fall in the trap of the Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer, that we massage our ego. I'm reading so much tahajjud, I'm giving out so much charity, and I'm doing this. But what about the fara'is? What about that which is compulsory, obligatory? So life is about al-aham fal-aham. That we need to know what we should do and what is priority. So that is the big lesson we should learn. This is Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. He gave us an introduction to the month of Ramadan. This is a trial run. Fast now and inshallah make tawbah, and then what will happen? When Ramadan Mubarak comes, then it's credit balance all the time. These are all academic discussions because there are thousands of ulama and students listening here in the masjid and over the airways and other countries nationally, internationally. For all of you, you should make mental notes of this. This 15th night of Sha'ban, what is the status of it? I sat here in your people's parking lot. I was busy translating the khutbah of Bandar Balila. I don't call them sheikhs. So Bandar Balila, so they in Haramain many times. We meet Pakistanis, they say, ye imam kon hai? I said, Bandar Balila. I say, humare Pakistan mein bahut bandar hai. So there, bandar in Urdu means monkey. I say, hey, it's not monkey business. They say, ye bandar means handsome. Bandar means the harbor, like how you got harbor and all that here. So they mix the terms up. So what's that disappointing khutbah? Nothing about Shaban, nothing to tell the people. You know, for 20 years, 25 years, I'm translating khutbah. So we know, so I call the khutbahs lullaby khutbah. They give khutbah, you just fall asleep. How you are Imam of the Haram and you give such a khutbah? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. At least give the people some targhib, some encouragement. So you, the ulama and students and the masses and public, understand this discussion. 15th night of Shaaban, what is the rank and position of it? Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, rahimahullah, I met him personally in 1998 in Jordan in his house. And he passes away in 1999. A great scholar of hadith. It doesn't mean we agree with everything. But he wrote in his Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, in his own encyclopedia of authentic ahadith, Al-Mujalladu Thalith, the third volume, hadith number 1144. Qala an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, who is the grand mufti of Sahaba. He's buried there in Shuni in Jordan. We went to his grave Mubarak also. He states, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ittala Allahu ta'ala ila khalqihi. Allah Jalla wa Ala glances at his servants and creation. On Laylatul Nisfi min Shaaban, on the 15th night of Shaaban, then what happened? فَيَغْفِرُ لِخَلْقِهِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala forgives the entire creation. إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ, except non-Muslims who are sane and mature, and O Mushahi, people whose hearts are filled with rancor, malice, hatred. In Urdu, there's a nice translation in that, because we have people, maybe can understand English so well. Jinke dilon mein kudurat ho, Allah Ta'ala inki maghfirat nahi farmaye. People who have kudurat, malice, rancor, hatred, even on this auspicious night, we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember that, this is second only to Laylatul Qadr. We have to learn in today's talk. If somebody asked me and you, who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, what would you say? You must say chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 35. Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance, the effulgence in the heaven. MashaAllah, you Durban, you know how hot it is. I asked my brother Zamir, who brought me, I said, how many degrees? Why? He said, 30 degrees. I said, Durban is very hot, you know, MashaAllah. And therefore we just perspire. Therefore I'm sitting and lecturing, you know. Otherwise normally I stand. So that if I stand, I'll perspire more. So I said, Mr. Stalian, quietly and lecture, you see. So Allah is Nur, sun, moon, planets, stars, all the, who gave us all this? Allah Jalla. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qad jaakum min Allah nuru wa kitabun mubeen. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Nur. And the Quran Sharif is Nur. Allah Jalla wa Ala gave the mandate and the permission to the Master alayhi salam. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must you do? Chapter 14, verse number 1, the beginning of Surah Ibrahim. لِتُخْرِجَنَّا سَمِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them to the Nur and radiance effulgence of Islam. What is Quran Sharif? 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. It is Nur. Every verse is Nur and radiance and effulgence. O Muslim, O Muslima, who are you, Abdullah? Who are you, Amatullah? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Allah has opened his heart, his bosom, Allah Jalla wa'ala has let the Nur of Hidayat, the Nur and radiance and effulgence enter the inner recesses of the heart of the person. Therefore, every rakat we are reading, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Your smart cars are here outside. So you see that we got what? Dumb lights. Then you got, you understand, park lights, dumb lights, and then intelligent lights, fog lights, and 101 type of lights. O Ummah, this 15th night of Shaaban, before it approaches us, this heart has to be enlightened. This heart has to be illuminated. So how does the heart will be illuminated? You see, brothers, this is very difficult for us. Myself and you, example. I'm not talking to you. I see you, I just turn my face away. Believe you me, brothers, all this is in Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. We don't speak to one another. We have severed ties with one another. We can read every day one Quran Sharif. If you're in Makkah, every day you can make a Umrah. Every day you can give 100,000, 1 million zakat. Nothing is accepted in the court of Almighty. Nothing. Who said so? Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said so. ABC person, XYZ person are not speaking. That malice, that rancor, that hatred is there. And then what happens? You must remember they're doing good deeds. But Allah Jalla Wala instructs the angel, go open Mishkat Sharif. Utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Leave these two of them, their actions must be in abeyance. And till they reconcile. Reconcile does not mean, my brothers and sisters, we have to become the best of friends. It means that we must at least make salam with one another. Minimum assalamu alaikum. So imagine two words so difficult for us. We're going for Umrah, we're going for Hajj, we're going Aqsa, we're going. But we're not speaking to some people. Just for our own ego, our own whims and fancies. And when it's our own family, then it's even worse. Go read Surah Muhammad, named after Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira, Sheikh of Islam, you hear also. Come make salam. So Abu Huraira is our big sheikh, you see. See how he looks. See, mashallah. Good boy, you see. Wherever I go, he comes up in front, he say, I want to read Qiraat. I told him, Jummah, there's no time for Qiraat, boy. You understand? Yesterday he pitched up there. So in Masjid Abdul Rahman bin Auf, the Qari Sahib read Qiraat, and the person supposed to read the Naat Sharif, he wasn't there. I said, leave the Naat Sharif, you go to the small Qari Sahib, you see, the Sheikh Abu Huraira. See how he did. Like a Sheikh of Islam is dressed, you see. Allah make him like Sayyidina Abu Huraira, inshallah. So my brothers, you must remember this. Listen, Abu Huraira, listen nicely. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22, 23. In tawallaytum, when we have authority, too much money. You know, bankita go pesa kami. You know how it is. Money we all love, isn't it? Annasu malu ila man indahu malu, wa man la indahu malu, fa anhun nasu malu. When the person has money, you see the people going there. When he doesn't have money, bye-bye, goodbye, lay-bye. You see, it's dunya. In tawallaytum, when we have authority, we have money and so forth. In tawallaytum, antufsidu fil ard. You cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. Wa tuqattihu arhamakum. And you sever the family ties. Tukre kar diya. So what is that 15 Shaban? It means nothing. What is that Ramadan? It means nothing. See what Allah says, chapter 47, verses 22, 23. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Those are the people Allah curses them. Allah deprives them of His special mercy. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ. He makes them spiritually deaf. You can speak of money, speak of everything else, he'll know. Speak soccer, cricket, he'll understand. Speak of deen, he say it don't make sense. It's like me. That this is the water. I see you guys are top shot here, Masjid al-Salam. I was studying this here. You see, it contains Zamzam. You understand the sentence, contains Zamzam. It don't mean it's 100% Zamzam. It means there's a little bit Zamzam. So therefore, it contains Zamzam. You see, this is all Ustad writing, you must remember that. So they're very good, mashallah. We'll come to that. So anyway... So my brothers, when we speak about deen, fa'a'ma absar, then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ. Allah makes them spiritually deaf, wa'a'ma absarahum, and their vision becomes blurred. They won't want to look at deen properly. They will pick and choose what they like and so forth. But the deen itself, that is the direct result of our ego, our pride, we don't want. I'm a Pakka Meman, I think all of you know, right? When I was a young boy, like this Abu Huraira, my mother used to teach me, Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. She used to say, Jo namyo, Allah ke gamyo. Nice, you know it rhymes. Jo namyo, Allah ke gamyo. The one who exercise humility, so Allah will elevate you, and he becomes beloved by Allah. Each one of us. You're not talking to anybody. You have severed ties with somebody. You are my daughter-in-law, that you severed ties with your mother-in-law. You reading so many nafil, that musalla of yours also is torn now. But it's not going to help, my sister. You have to make salam to your mother-in-law. Then only will your action be accepted. The prerequisite for acceptance is reconciliation. That is 15th night of Shaaban. Otherwise, you must remember our whole Ramadan will come, our whole Ramadan will go, and you will find nothing else will happen. You understand? There's a great scholar, my ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki. He used to teach in the Haram Sharif. Politics, they took him out. I got the book in the car. Maaz, for you ulama, you all must get it. Maaza fi Shaaban. He says, what happened during this month of Shaaban? What happened during this 15th night of Shaaban? On the 15th night of Shaaban, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were facing Masjidul Aqsa, opposite direction. But the heart mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam was, I want to face Baytullah qiblatan tardaha, Quran says. Lo and behold, on the 15th night of Shaaban, Maada fi Shaaban, is written by Shaykh Muhammad Alawi al-Maliki, and he quotes Tafsir Qurtubi. Allah Jalla wala, Tafsir Qurtubi was a master Maliki scholar. Allah Jalla wala revealed the verse on the 15th night of Shaaban, the second year of the Hijrah. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَتْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. They turn your Mubarak countenance, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Baytullah Kaaba Musharraf. Why Allah allowed all this? To show the world He was, He is, He will always be the only personality who is Sahibul Qiblatain, who faced two Qiblas. Mustafa, Rahmatul Alameen. He was the only personality who went for Isra and Mi'raj. Sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj. Makkah Mukarrama to Jerusalem, Isra. After meeting the messengers, Anbiya, leading them in Salat, then the Mi'raj. You see, this is your masjid. You go to Masjid Nabawi, where the Mihrab Usmani is, the old Mihrab. So you will see all the alqab, all the titles of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi passed away, big sheikh. So all our ustaz. So Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi wrote in his book, Hadal Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those alqab and titles written there on the wall are written with gold. But the ummah doesn't read it and doesn't understand. When you go get time nowadays, Shawwal is good to go the first 2 weeks or so. And if you know some Arabic, then go yourself. Otherwise, take the ulama and tell them to explain to you all the Mubarak titles of Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What else happened in Shaaban? He writes there in Maada fi Shaaban, Ayatul Salat ala Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was revealed in Shaaban. Study and read the entire Quran Sharif, and what you find? You find that 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, but only one place. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Only one action which we are doing. We can't say Allah does the same. That's not permissible. Nothing of Allah resembles creation, and nothing of creation resembles Allah. Laysa kamithli shay. You will say something similar, verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the angels, they send blessings and mercy upon him, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke Naame Naami Isme Grami, one chef came to me. You see, once this Naame Naami Isme Grami, you see on the radio, you're speaking about the Instagram over. The people are, you know, Sampal Simon, I don't even know what is Instagram and Facebook, you know. So I said, Naame Naami Isme Grami is for respect for the Honorable Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Master Alayhi Salaam's name, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is the name of, what is the meaning of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Allah Jalla Wala sends praises upon him, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the time, continuously. Four times the Naame Naami is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Ahmad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praise Allah the most in the creation. See the beauty of the Arabic language in the Quran Sharif. So this ayat here, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Hey, iman walo, read salat in salam upon Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can read from here, I read now. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. So all that is permissible in Islam. So you read, you must remember from any part in the world, and you say the angels will take your salat in salam. There are two commandments, injunctions. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read salat and salam upon Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Abu Huraira, you ask me. You small children, you ask. Durood Sharif, Durood Sharif. What is the meaning of Durood Sharif? Durood is not Arabic. Durood is not Urdu. So what it is? It's Farsi, it's Persian. It means that you are brothers, you've got farms here somewhere around, some of you. So when you have a farm, you have the bumper crop, bump, you sell it for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that is the meaning of durood. Read, read now. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read it, we will receive the optimum, maximum reward. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the beauty of Durood Sharif. We should understand this. Next one, my brother, who study Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read everything besides Islam. Who won the soccer match? Who won the cricket match? This one, who got married 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, what they covered, all that we know. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't know. Take this example, 3 examples quickly I give you. They say, I must finish Qaratu Namaz. Huh? Qaratu, that what? Qarisam is laughing, what must I do? So you must remember, because they say they're very strict here. All right, we'll finish on time, inshallah. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wife, Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wife, Sayyidah Khadija, no other wife. Sayyidah Sauda, the old lady, radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha, the young one, you see, only virgin. And then Sayyidah Hafsa. The nikah took place in this month of Shaaban. And it was the battle of Uhud, not Uhud, Uhud, in the 3rd year of the Hijrah, in the month of Shawwal. The nikah took place before that, in the 3rd year. So Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa nikah mubarak with Sayyidah Hafsa, the ladli, sahibzadi, beti of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, so took place in Shaaban, 3rd year of the Hijrah. She, Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anha, loves, till the 45th year of the Hijrah. In the month of Shaaban, her demise takes place. So both happen. Khushibi and Ghamibi. That is life, duk and sukh. So sometimes you're very happy, mashallah, nikah. And sometimes death and demise. So both took place in Shaaban for our mother, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anha. What is Sayyidina Umar? Aba Hafs. Hafs means Hafs Hafsa, the lion of Islam. Understood? So that is the meaning. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 6 children, you must remember, from Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra. 4 daughters, 2 sons. Qasim and Abdullah passed away in the infancy. The daughters, so she, Sayyidah Umm Kulsum radiallahu anha, in the 9th year of the Hijrah. So she passes away. You must remember that. And this is in the 90th of the Hijrah, that when she, Umm Kulsum, the honorable daughter of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passes away, wa aynahu tasrifan, and he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was weeping and crying, my beloved daughter has passed away. The entire family of Nabi alayhi salam, the children passed away. Ibrahim passes away also from Maria Qibtiya. The only one who was alive during the time when the Master alayhi salam made parda and the demise took place was Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ma dhahikat kattu. She would not smile. She was so sad. Rabiul Awwal, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away, and she passes away on the 3rd of Ramadan in the 11th year of the Hijrah, 6 months approximately, after the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 15th night of Shaaban, I'm not sure which is the nearest cemetery here or whatever. Anyway, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the graveyard also on one occasion. So you go, is mustahab sunnah, ulama have written on that, go in a group, you know South Africa, how things are nowadays. So in that way, for 13 years I used to go to Port Shepstone. So after the lecture, we all used to go there in Port Shepstone, 15th night of Shaaban, you know, big dua. Al-mawta kal-ghariq al-mutaghawwis. The people who passed away, they like a drowning person shouting, screaming for help. Piran-e-Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, asked my parents, Majun Nalo Kulai Abdul Qadir. Say, what do Pirai, Piran-e-Pir, Abdul Qadir Jilani, Tujo Nalo Tilai Rakhya Se. Hazrat Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina, you never understood Abu Huraira? Never mind, you understand next day. So you must remember that. So Hazrat Piran-e-Pir gave us a lesson, and I'll finish on that. In Ghunyatul Talibi. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ فَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْبُولُ. O Muslim, how many kafan are being washed every day in the shroud? And me and you who have to go into the shroud and kafan, we busy in the market, how's the dollar and how's the rupiah? They got the shop's name also, Hello Pizza. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ فَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْبُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug up every day? Every graveyard you go, you come by us lands, you got 8-10 covers ready. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person, me and you, who has to still go in the graveyard, we are so happy. I just bought my new Bentley, what to put a gal in there? I bought my BMW, I'm going to propose with that, be my wife, what you think? You see that? So we are so happy, my children just passed with 8 distinctions. My business is flourishing. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the occasions of joy and happiness, deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمٍ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? People ask me, how old you are? I say 70, not out. I'm doing all right, isn't it so? وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمٍ ضَاحِكُ. Islamically 70. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ. O insan, O masterpiece, life is very short. I will be gone, you will be gone. Cry to Allah today, cry to Allah on the 15th night of Shaban. Surah number 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَالْحِقْنِي بِصَالِحِينَ. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, let me pass away with Iman, Islam. Unite me with the pious people. We thank all the imams, all the trustees, all the musallis. Yeah, your masjid's name and Masjidu Salam. Your aim should be Laylatul Qadr. Salamun hiya hatta matla al-fajr. As-salamu yuqriyuk as-salam. Allah's name is Salam. And on Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, Allah is sending you salams. Make dua that happens to all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillah.